It is more of the best of the Cooking in the Dark show.
Welcome to Cooking in the Dark.
The kitchen. I will go to the kitchen. And although some recipes I cannot read, still I'm sure I can do everything I need. This show, Cooking in the Dark, it is the key. He's a mighty talkative Texan. You know Cheryl, she tells him so. I know Dale Kimball would like to welcome you to this here show.
Cooking in the Dark is a presentation of Blind Mice Mega Mall at www.blindmicemegamall.com.
Holy schmoly, guacamole!
Welcome to Cooking in the Dark. This is Cheryl Cummings, and I'm going to introduce to you the man who proves to us every week that you don't need sight to cook dinner tonight, Dale Kimball.
Are back. We're back in the studio. I hope you all enjoyed last week's show. It was kind of a little impromptu one we did just before we all split for vacation. But we're back now. Dale went to St. Croix again.
Nice.
And we were invaded. There was another blind dog, another dog guide on the island. I was like, get out of here.
Really?
All right. We're crop dusters. We're something like that. What do they call them people that were brush burners? We're
carpet baggers.
You slacker here, a slacker. No, we were down there and we met another couple.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, wow, it was awesome. Awesome, awesome. Dan was there. He had his guide dog and they were staying way out on the east end at the hotel, the casino out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, all right, that's cool. That's cool. It's kind of out there. I mean, I wouldn't be my choice, but they didn't know where to stay at, you know?
Right.
So I'd stay in town where we could get around, but it was cool meeting. I'm like, wow, check it out. All right. We've been trailblazers. That's the word.
Yeah.
Not a slacker.
Not a slacker.
Kind of, wow. Might be. Some of y'all know me. Yeah, I'll be a slacker. But then Tim and Cheryl took off to Louisville, home of the Cardinal.
Y'all took
in a basketball game?
We did not. But we had a fantastic time. It was a lot of fun. And I think you've got to say Louisville or something like that. It's not Louisville. It's Louisville.
Louisville?
Yeah. I think I got that right. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. They're Kentucky. They drink a lot there. They got bourbon.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Now, I noticed that y'all didn't bring me a bat back, though.
Well, we didn't make it to the Slugger Museum. I've got to say, we were sort of torn between that and the old-fashioned homemade candy shop. And somehow we ended up at the candy shop.
I understand. I think I would have had to go get me a baseball bat and then gone to the candy museum. I might have got more candy. Or to the candy factory, you know?
Yeah,
that's why we were in Galveston yesterday. We went down and spent the day. We went down Friday night and then, you know, spent the night and stayed down there Saturday. And they've got the candy place down there on the Strand. And they make all their own. Same way. Everything's homemade.
Mm-hmm.
The peanut butter cups that are, you know, as big as your fist, fudge, saltwater taffy, and their ice cream is homemade too. And I was like, man, I gotta have me a scoop of that. So we did that on our 95 degree day.
Wow.
Sitting out there eating that. Candy's good, man. Candy's good.
It is.
So that's good. I hope everybody's summers are great. We are starting our, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, take my shoe away. Seventh season, man.
No way. Really?
I don't know. I can't count. Got missing a toe. I got a hangnail. Seventh season here on Cooking in the Dark, y'all.
My goodness.
We are coming up on that all-inclusive number 250. We've got Now, last week, I promised y'all we'd be doing some desserts, and we will be doing some desserts today. We got a couple of them, one hot, one cold, both delicious because, you know, I test drive everything before we bring it to you for sampling. You want cold or do you want hot, Cheryl?
I'll take them both.
I know you would.
Yeah.
And I don't blame you because Cheryl came into the studio with a big old baseball bat. We're getting it all. Now, you know, there was this cannibal and he cruised into the meat market because he was looking for some dinner for his little cannibalettes. The meat market guy says, go ahead and browse around. He started looking in the looking in the cases, and he noticed, brains, And he started noticing the price disparity, and he was like, wow, what wrong? You know, what's up here? You know, a plumber's brain is $2.20 a pound. A lawyer's brain is $1.70 a pound. And then he saw a politician's brain, $475 a pound. He's like, what's going on? Why is the politician brain so much and these other guys' brains are so cheap? The butcher looks at him and says, you know how hard it is to get a pound of politician's brains? With election year rolling around and all the mudslinging going on, I thought that might be a fun little joke to tell. My goodness. I can't wait for November the 6th, and then we won't have to listen to those ads for a while.
Oh, gosh, they'll go away. Ugh.
I know, right? Ugh. All of a sudden, I'm wishing I could see an ad for coffee or something. The Maury Povich Show, any of that stuff, man. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. All right, y'all. We are back. This is Cooking in the Dark. This is Season 8. This is Show 241. We're marching on. We'll be right back after this break, and we're going to do some delicious desserts that you can have and enjoy.
Now here's more of the show with Dale Campbell and Cheryl Cummings.
All right, y'all, we're back. Before we get into the desserts, I had a call from a lady that was asking about cooking scrambled eggs. So we're going to fire up the skillet, and we're going to scramble us some eggs real fast. Scrambled eggs, nothing to them, huh? I like scrambled eggs. I also like them fried. I like them over easy. I like them on top of a hamburger. I like them boiled. I like them smashed, mashed. I don't like them raw, though. Maybe that's why I'm not a boxer.
There you go.
That beginning of Rocky, if y'all have seen that, if you haven't, the beginning of Rocky shows him getting up early in the morning and busting all these eggs into his blender, or into a cup, I think. Not even into a blender. Just into a cup, and then he drinks them all down. I'm like, oh.
Ew, yuck.
No, thank you, baby. No, thank you.
But I think scrambled eggs are one of those things that is sort of deceptively easy.
Very.
In the sense that...
It is.
Yeah, I mean, but you can, like, you know, I mean, sometimes some people like their eggs a little wet, a little dry. And so I think it takes a little practice, a little playing around with it to figure out.
The big thing I found with scrambled eggs, do you or don't you add a little milk to them?
I do.
Okay, that's the thing. I put in a little bit too, not very much, but just a little bit. So here we're going to get started. I've got the skillet getting hot. And I put in just about half a tablespoon of oil into the skillet. I'm just using a 10-inch skillet. I've got three eggs I just broke into a bowl here. Now, I'm going to add just about a tablespoon of milk. This is one of them things. Remember that old story I told about the lady that always cooked her turkeys at Thanksgiving with the legs off? Why do you do it? That's the way my grandma did it. Mm-hmm. Why did she do it? I don't know. So she finally asked her mom, why did grandma do that? Well, because the pan she had wouldn't hold the turkey with the legs on it.
Right.
So this is one of them things. My grandma did this, so that's the way I do it. And if you want to add, I've seen people put cheese in their scrambled eggs. Onions, bacon, all that stuff. You want to season them up? Go ahead on.
Yum.
Now, the other thing I remember from doing eggs, and this comes from our old friend, may he rest in peace, Mr. Henry Casson. He said, when you get done whisking your eggs and you think you've whisked them enough, whisk them some more. So that's all I'm doing. I'm just whisking them up. If you don't have a whisk, use a fork. That'll work.
And so basically by whisking, you're breaking up the yellow and mixing it up with the white, right?
Yeah, you're breaking the yolks up. You're kind of mixing up the little bit of milk we have in here with the whites. You're also getting a little bit of air in them, I guess, if you will. Mm-hmm. Maybe fluffing them up a little bit. Because you can take just regular egg whites. If you want to have some fun one day, take some egg whites and get your mixer out and just let it whip them dudes up. And all of a sudden they'll get hard and get peaks.
Right.
They won't be eggs anymore. It's like, wow. So we're just kind of fluffing them up here a little bit. I have my burner on high. Let me turn that down. Again, slow and low, y'all. We're going to go back down to about a medium. Just, about medium heat. Maybe a little bit below medium. If you have a, if you're using an electric stove, cook on medium. That'll be fine. That's the one thing about fried eggs that bothers me is when they're cooked too hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get the crispy. They get the burnt
oh,
and crispy
on the,
edge
on the
around
edges.
Them.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that. Yuck. Makes me cough and hack and spit. Okay, I thought I'd done enough, so I'm just doing a little more whisking. A la Henry. Now, here comes the hard part. Just pour it into your skillet and just let them go. Just let them cook. It won't take long.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to put the lid on, you can do that, but just for a brief little few minutes. You don't want to, you know, you're not making one big old eggy. Okay. Now they're in the skillet, just kind of sitting there being eggs. I'm going to go ahead and put a little salt and pepper on top of them
mm-hmm.
while they're still in this stage. So Cheryl, while I'm doing this, I heard you went zip lining.
I did.
That had to be far out. Were you going over across a cavern?
Yes.
Or nice.
It was very interesting. It was actually in the like a huge bomb shelter that Louisville had built in the 1950s, I think.
The Red Scare.
Yeah, the idea being that it would be able to house, I think they said like 50,000 people. If
wow.
there was ever an attack. But thankfully, they never had to really put it to that use. So, and it's these like lime, I think it's lime quarries that they dug the space out of.
Right.
How's the egg?
They're doing good. As right now, y'all, I just touched them. What I mean touching, I dip my fingers in some water here. I always keep a bowl of water by the cooktop when I'm cooking. And I dip my fingers in it, and then I can touch whatever I'm cooking, and if I accidentally miss and hit the bottom of the skillet, I don't burn myself because of that little bit of water shield. But in touching them, you can start feeling them. They're starting to thicken on the bottom. They're still yolky on top or watery on top, but they're starting to thicken on the bottom. So they're cooking well. I'm going to let them go just a little bit more, and then we're going to get the spatula out and just basically start scrambling them, huh? I guess, I mean, they're already kind of scrambled.
Yeah.
We're just kind of cooking them through now. So with the spatula, what I'm going to do is just scoop up a hunk of them. What my grandma always did, she let them cook a long time like this before she did anything to them. And that her scrambled eggs were in bigger blobs,
mm-hmm.
I guess, bigger hunks.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas some people scrambled eggs, some of them come out like browned hamburger meat.
Right.
You know, real crumbly. So it's however you want to do it. We're going to do kind of a combination here. What I'm going to do, I'm taking the back of the spatula. I'm not going to use the scooping part where you scoop and lift. I'm just going to take the back and start pushing into the middle all the way around the edge of the pan. So what I've done is I'm putting the spatula down around the edge of the skillet and just moving it to the center, moving it to the center, moving it to the center. I'm just working my way all the way around the pan. Okay. What that's going to do is the stuff that's already cooked is going to kind of be flipped up on top. The yolk and part, or the yolk, but the part of the egg that hasn't cooked yet will kind of run in around where you've scooped it at. Okay, now I'm going to take and slide the spatula all the way under everything and just flip it. That's about all we do now. It's just a little process, a little game we're going to play. Just keep moving to the center. Flip, 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 move to the center. Now when I touch it, oh yeah, I've got a big old pile of cooked eggs here in the middle. I've still got some on the outside edges that aren't cooked, but they're getting there. Now, as Cheryl was saying, if you want these, some people like them a little wet, which means a little more runnier. This would probably be getting pretty close to what that consistency would be. When you touch them, you can still feel a little liquid within the egg. The longer you cook them, the more they're going to dry out.
Mm-hmm.
So I just flip them over again, and we're just going to let them sit here and do their thing. I like mine a little drier, so that's where we're going to go all the way to the dry stage. Just so everybody listening, you know, depending on. Now, actually now, I've got probably pretty much, I would say, all the egg is cooked. It's just in a big, I would say, kind of like a big pile, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like a big, almost a pancake feeling thing here in the middle of the skillet. So let me go ahead and just chop that up a little bit. And to do that, I'm just taking my spatula and cutting straight down or pushing straight down with the spatula perpendicular to the skillet, straight down through the eggs. That'll break it up into some smaller pieces. And I'm just kind of flipping. I don't want it to sit there too long and get burnt, you know, on one side. Yeah, these are still, they're floofy. They're kind of spongy feeling, kind of poofy feelings
right.
when you touch them. That means they've still got some liquid in them. Not to mention, we used Henry's tip. Now, you could use some whipping cream. Put some cream in here in there instead of milk.
Yep.
Really fluff them up a little bit. Make them different. Put a little garlic in them. You know, a little garlic powder. Give them a little different taste. Some minced onion. Any of that would make these come out excellent.
Yep.
But scrambled eggs, y'all, that this is about all there is to it. It's very quick, very easy to do. It's probably one of the easier ways to cook eggs. I mean, if you do them sunny side up or over easy, you still got to flip them. Of course, the broken yolk thing, I always take it pleasure in the fact if I don't break the yolk. But when in fact, we went to breakfast, you know, Friday, well, Saturday morning after. It was a crazy night. But it was Galveston, man. We were down there running the streets, running amok in the Strand. That's the way I got. I got the Southern Slam with my eggs over easy.
Mm-hmm.
Over easy means they're cooked on one side, cooked on the other side, but the yolk is not cooked through. It's still runny.
Mm-hmm.
Some hash browns, some biscuits and gravy. I had grits, but my wife jumped on those. Took my grits away. Can I have them grits? Yeah. Can I have them grits? Okay. So the eggs are just about done, y'all. That's about it. Now I'm just kind of waiting till they get to the texture that I like. I mean, as far as being cooked, they are cooked. So there's nothing to scrambled eggs. They're very easy to do. So make yourself some scrambled eggs tomorrow morning for breakfast. Microwave yourself some bacon. Pop in an English muffin into the toaster. And then, you know, pop two in, scramble six eggs, and call me. I'll be there. All right, Cheryl. Now, how do you like yours? Dry or wet?
Probably more dry than wet.
Okay.
Although I don't turn down scrambled eggs.
I know that's right. I'm in that same line with you. No, okay. Okay. All right, let me just scoop these out. What I'm doing, I'm just kind of scooping or sliding, if you will, or moving all the eggs over to one side of the skillet. And then I'm using my spatula just to reach in and scoop them out and put them on a plate here. Now, if you were cooking a whole batch of these for your family, use a little bigger skillet, of course, but just get a serving spoon in there or one of the big, you know, the plastic utensil spoons. Scoop some out on a plate and say next. And then get some for yourself before they get back in line, because they'll be back in line. I know that they will. All right. There we go, y'all. Scrambled eggs. What do you think about that? Let me bring these over to you, Cheryl. You can enjoy some of these.
I plan to eat.
All right. Before you start getting on that, though,
yes.
Why don't you read us? Let's go ahead and do Kim's dessert.
Okay.
This dessert, a friend of ours brought over. We were having a pool party, and she brought this dessert over, and I immediately fell in love with it. It's absolutely delicious and very, very easy. It calls for some Cool Whip. Basically, this is one of those real recipes where you just kind of throw it together.
All right, here we go. Yeah. So you start off with 5 bananas. 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 1.5 cups of sugar, 1 large can of crushed pineapple drained.
Yeah, and that's about a 20-ounce can, I believe, right in that area, y'all.
Okay, yeah, the really big fat jar.
Yeah, the big boy.
Yeah. Small jar of maraschino cherries. You're going to cut the cherries in half.
Yeah, and what I used, they had a small one, y'all, that was like 6 ounces. They had a medium that was 12, and then they had a grande. I got the one right in the middle. I got the 12-ounce.
Okay. Cool Whip. Is it 16 ounces and 8 ounces?
Yeah, it's a 16-ounce container and an 8-ounce container.
Okay.
Now, at the store, they were out of the 16, so I just got 3/8.
Oh, there you go.
It all adds up the same.
It's about, yeah, it's the same. 8 ounces of sour cream.
8 ounces of sour cream.
And a cup. Or half a cup to a cup of chopped pecans. Here we go. You mix. Well, we'll talk through how you do it, right?
Yeah.
All right. So this is lovely. You've got all these wonderful fruits sitting in front of you.
Yeah, I'm draining the cherries. I'm going to cut them in half. And we'll toss those in the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just get them drained here. You know what? Let me let them drain. And while they're draining, I just ate one. I know, man.
What can you do? It's hard not to eat
cherries.
Stuff. Yeah.
I love summer fruit, man.
Isn't it wonderful?
Bananas, oranges, kiwi,
right. Cherries,
melon, cherries,
peaches.
Yes.
Grapes. Everything's in season. It blueberries, blackberries. It's just, oh my gosh.
I know.
Stunning.
Go ahead and be a glutton. Man, enjoy it while you can, right?
Yeah.
As much as we hate it, old man winter is not far away. I heard today that Seattle wasn't going to get over 70 degrees.
Ugh.
I'm like, really?
Well, actually, we have cooled down. I don't know if we're going to start getting hot again, but it has been nice for the last, I'd say, 3-4 days not to have to use an air conditioner.
Right.
I mean, we've got, like, we can open up all the windows and just with some fans, and it's been really good.
That's cool. That's something that we will never afford the luxury of here. I mean, in January, we're running the air conditioner.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Not to stay cool a lot, y'all. It's pretty much just to get the humidity out.
Mm-hmm.
We hit stretches where we've got to do that just to get the doggone humidity out. We've got our Cool Whip in.
All right. So, as you said, it's 16 and 8. So, that's like, do they have those? What's
I don't know if they have a 24 or not.
Yeah.
The way that recipe was written, I'm assuming not.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it specifically, you know, it indicated a 16
and then an 8 ounce, yeah.
I mean, I know they've got the 8s. Let me get the sugar in here. We'll get that mixed up. This is definitely one of those things, y'all, to take to a pool party,
right.
Take to a neighbor's if you're having a block party, or just make it and keep it in your fridge. freezer.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is one of those
it
that
does,
you freeze.
It does say freeze, yes. Mix together and freeze.
Get a spoonie here. We'll mix this up. So right now we've got our Cool Whip and our sugar. We're just going to mix that all up together. Get it well blended.
You're not using a hand mixer. You're just doing this with a large spoon or something.
Yeah, I'm just using a large kitchen spoon.
Mm-hmm.
Now our cherries are drained.
All right.
Drained it. Make sure none got away. Let me pull these out. And start slicing these dudes in half. Double your cherry pleasure.
There you go.
Double your fun. I'm cutting right through these tough skins on these cherries.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the butter. A sharp knife. That's what a sharp knife is supposed to do, Dale. Oh, yes. Okay. We're almost done doing these cherries. I had a couple that tried to escape. Had to track them down. They were down there rolling around. And this could be, you could cut this down a little bit if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Smaller ball of, you know, smaller jar of cherries and less bananas. Let me get our bananas here. Get them peeled. We need to slice these.
Bananas are nice and easy to slice.
Oh, yeah. Like cutting butter. So y'all have good flights?
Actually, no hassles. I was pretty impressed. The only bit was when we got back to Boston, they had people waiting at the gate with wheelchairs.
Oh,
and
yes.
We said we don't need wheelchairs. And so they said, well, just go on up that way then. And we basically had to figure out how to get out of the airport by ourselves.
Now, see, that's been kind of becoming one of the trends nowadays is sit in a wheelchair. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'm not, I can walk.
Right.
So you can either push the wheelchair and I will follow you. You can take me sighted guide that way. Or you can leave the wheelchair here.
Right.
But it seems like their cop out now, their easy way out is to, I don't know, throw us in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
Now I must say when we flew into Miami last year, when we had the whole group of friends with us, they had one of those golf cart things there waiting for us, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, what brought this on? Because one time we checked the disability box, you know, when we were booking the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
That was a mistake. Because for that, you can't even pre-board. You can't check in outside. You know, in Houston, they've got, where you know, guys where you can check your bag outside and then cruise
right.
on into your gate. Well, you've got to go into the ticket counter. Well, in doing that, you can't get any assistance to get into the ticket counter.
It's like they don't sort of get what's really needed. I don't know who they have advising them or whatever. It's like,
they come up with these like half ideas.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or this will work great, but they don't think them through.
Right. I mean, because even when we go to the airport here, we've been pretty fortunate, like the cab drivers are usually willing to help us like find where you can check your bag in or where you, the desk is for the flight. Because without that, I mean, you'd be, you know, we'd still be wandering around in some airport.
So, yes.
So looking.
Unless some good Samaritan comes up and helps you out, you know.
Right. Because there's nothing.
All right. Now, let me get the pineapples open. I've got the bananas sliced up.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get the pineapples in there. Get the opener. Come open up. Feels weird to be back in here.
We have been gone for a little while.
It's all right.
Summer started to creep up on you and then, you know, vacation and everything else.
Well, we had so much going on, too, with Skylar this year.
Right.
Graduation and all that great stuff. Okay, so now I've got the crushed pineapple. And mm-hmm. I'm just kind of draining it. To do that, I'm just pushing the lid down inside the can,
mm-hmm.
crushing it more.
And then letting the juice or the whatever just sort of fall out on the
yeah,
side.
Watch the pineapple, y'all, because they have, it's pretty weird. They have pineapple in pineapple juice, and they have pineapple in heavy syrup.
Yeah.
That heavy syrup will cause a heart attack. No, I'm just saying, man, that's a lot of sweet right there, you know?
Yeah, pineapple in pineapple juice is just enough. You don't necessarily need
it. Well, I do
rice,
too. I'll cook some rice, and I'll put the pineapple juice, because, like, if I make something spicy sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like the rice that goes with it, I will put pineapple in it.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, it does cool it down.
Kind of help cool it down a little bit.
Yep.
Okay, let me get this. I'm just kind of mixing this up, y'all. I'm just going down to the bottom of the bowl and coming up. Kind of got one hand in there, too. Just kind of mixing and blending all this together in this Cool Whip. All the fruits. Okay, I knew I was taking my rings off for a reason.
<Uh-oh>.
Let me get the pecans out of the pantry here. I should have had those out already, but I didn't.
That's all right.
Because I'm a slacker.
I've got to tell you, one of the events that we really enjoyed was APH had a reception where they had two narrators. I think it's Madeline Bazard and Barry Burnson. And they were really fantastic. I mean, they sort of introduced themselves and told us some of their background and then just talked about their experience of being narrators.
That's really cool.
And it was fun. It was a very, very nice reception.
Now, how long have they been doing it?
I think Barry Burnson, I don't remember. I mean, he's been doing it more sort of not quite as long as Madeline Bazard. She's been doing it for a while.
All right, get some pecans in here. Now, I'm going to put a few more in there. Just because I know it calls for some, but in my opinion, a lot is better. Now, one thing we need to mention, it's important before you start this recipe, the pan that you're going to put this in to freeze, Kim put it in was just a like a cake pan. But you want to make sure that whatever pan you put it in, make room for it in the freezer before you go to stick it in there. You know what I mean?
Right.
That makes it work out a little bit better. What I'm doing, y'all, is I'm just taking the bowl and I'm just pouring this mixture and kind of scooping it out into a cake pan. It's a 13 by 9. It's going to fill up nicely. All right. I'm just getting this kind of leveled out, kind of pushing it down in there, getting it nice and level in this pan. And then we're going to stick it in the freezer, let it freeze, and you will have absolutely delicious dessert. Again, this is a perfect dish, especially for the hot summers. Unless you're in Seattle, then you might want to get some coffee and a blanket.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. We'll be right back. I'm going to do one other one. The hot one will be next. We'll be right back on Cooking in the Dark.
Now with more of the show, here's Cheryl Cummings and Dale Campbell.
Welcome back to more Cooking in the Dark, some summer desserts, right?
Desserts.
Mm, desserts. Woohoo.
Like desserts. Who doesn't like dessert? Makes me think of a song. She's my cherry pie.
I have a story for you. We went to a restaurant a few nights ago for dinner, and then I asked the waiter about our dessert choices, and he said something about a deconstructed blueberry cheesecake. And I said, could you like explain that in English? What is a deconstructed blueberry cheesecake? And basically what it turns out to be is that it's I suppose the way it's presented on the plate. So the cheesecake part is, you know, nice and cheesecakey. But instead of, you know, how you'd put like a crust, you know, you'd have like the, maybe not the batter, but that the cheesecake wasn't like baked inside of that. That's like on the side.
Oh,
and
wow.
It sort
okay.
of crumbled up around the cheesecake.
Okay.
So that's the deacon. So, you know, it's in two parts. And my coworker and I were joking. We're like, are they going to charge us less? Because it's not quite finished.
All right, can we get a discount on this?
Yeah.
Who cooked this thing?
I'm like, you need to put the two parts together. But I suppose my coworker was telling me she thinks that's sort of like a new trend in like dishes in general, the sort of deconstructed things. So things that you might expect to be, you know, together are now being presented.
Right, kind of a new...
Yeah. Sort of a new way of trying to tantalize us and present
right.
food and stuff. So, all right, so that's my story for the day.
That's interesting. So did you get a discount?
No, because that's the way they intended it to be. No
hey,
discount for us.
What happened to my cheesecake?
It was delicious, though, I've got to say. It was very good.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, cheesecake in any fashion. Any form. Dematerialized, materialized, constructed, deconstructed. I'm in. That's one of my weaknesses, is cheesecake. All right, so we're going to do a quick and easy cobbler. Well, it's not a cobbler. It's a peach crisp, actually. This is another great little dish, and this is another one I love because it's so easy.
But
so
you end
will
up,
love that.
As I say, you end up with something that looks like you spent a lot of time working on it.
Yes. Oh, yeah, throw a little flour in your face, bring it out. Oh, faint. Yeah, it's all good. They'll think you really worked your butt off on it. Okay, I've got the oven preheated to 375. That's a 3 with a 7 and a 5 right behind it for all of y'all keeping score. I've got a glass cake pan that I'm going to shower here with a little Pam.
Is this a 13 by 9 or?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those. Okay.
It's one of them kind. Uh-oh, get this picked up here. Got a runaway pecan on the floor. Not good. Okay, for this recipe, y'all, you're going to need 3 cans of peaches. And I've got peach slices. We're going to open those and drain them. You're going to need 1 stick. That's 1/2 cup of butter. 1 stick. Soften. Soften it. Let me get these cans open real fast. Our prep staff hasn't shown up, actually, since the first week, the first season. I keep waiting. They just never make it.
Well, I think they were underwhelmed by the, how much are we making again? And you
yes,
know.
The salary is immense. I mean, it will put you in another tax bracket. Actually, I think they would have came back, but the way the band treated them, shoved them out of the way and just...
And headed for the food, yes, that,
yeah,
that probably
yeah,
contributed to.
Bizarre.
I mean, the underwhelming salary, the get out of my way or else I'll run you over comment.
Get out of my way, they just pushed him and stepped on him. I mean, Eddie, that one time, man, used him as a springboard. Woohoo! I understand. Okay, so I'm draining these cans of peach slices. And to drain them, y'all, I've just cut the lids all the way off, you know, all the way around. And I've dumped them into a colander here. I don't know, I'd use my can colander, but because I had 3 of them at once to do, I just went ahead and did them all 3 at once. Move those out of the way there. Okay, I've also opened up the can of blueberries, and I'm just letting water run in those. These are the blueberries that came with the blueberry muffin mix.
Oh.
Now, what I'm doing with these peach halves, I've got them in the baking dish already. But what I'm doing is just cutting them down into Like just cutting the slices in half, basically. Across.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make a little smaller slice. So what I've done is kind of pushed all the peaches to one side. And then as I slice them, I just slide them over to the other side. If you miss one, no big deal. I don't think anybody will be complaining. Because the other great thing about this is what goes on top of it.
Oh, okay.
Vanilla ice cream.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we were sitting down there, you know, on the strand, just kind of people watching. Candace was watching. I was listening.
Mm-hmm.
I always find it fascinating what people are talking about as they walk by. And anyway, we're having a good time checking people out and stuff. And these two ladies stop, and they said, let's go to this store. They've got ice cream. And I'm like, oh. I turned to Candace and I said, they're going to the wrong place.
Uh-oh.
Because they were going just to a store that just has, you know, regular ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to this place making their own, doesn't hold a candle.
Gotcha.
It's like super creamy. I'm just still chopping up the peach halves here. I'm just kind of, I mean, cutting and moving. No big deal. The reason I'm doing it, y'all, is just to avoid having somebody get a big old hunk of peach.
Mm-hmm.
I'm flapping out at them if they happen to get a scoop of it like that. But at the same time, you know, they'll be eating it probably with a fork, hopefully not with their hands. If they are doing it with their hands, it's a compliment. Don't take it as an insult. Don't take it as rudeness. It's just, it's so good. Okay, that'll pretty much do it. Now, I'm going to take the blueberries. When you're doing the blueberries, keep the water running in your sink just so you don't stain it. We've got a white sink here. I'm going to try to keep it that way. Now, the blueberries, I'm just kind of folding in all over with the peaches.
Nice.
Kind of sprinkling them all in and around. And I'll just kind of mix everything up. Again, get my hands involved.
And have you ever done this with, like, fresh blueberries, or have you just always used the ones from the can?
I've always used the ones out of the mix, because we use the dry of the mix.
Right.
I have added, like, dried raspberries to this, mm-hmm. or dried blueberries,
mm-hmm.
things like that. That's another thing. This recipe is so nice to make. Even in the winter, you know,
mm-hmm.
because you can still get canned peaches and of course the blueberries are all still coming in the muffin mix.
Right.
You know, so you're good to go there. Now, let me get a bowl here. What we're going to do now is just mix up the batter, the dry mix from the muffins,
mm-hmm.
okay, with our stick of butter. We're just going to cut it in. So I'll get a couple knives. If you got a pastry cutter, use that. You can just use the two knife method like I'm going to use. Just to cut it up. And you're not going to get, what you're going to end up with is a real crumbly mixture. And that is exactly what we want. What's nice about this is because of what we're using, the blueberry muffin mix, you know, the dry part is already kind of, I mean, it's ready to go. It's flours and the sugars and, you know, everything you need all mixed into it, all prepared. So you don't have to add any baking powders, any sugars, anything like that. We cut this bag open. We got our one stick of butter here softened, and I'm going to be putting that in. Let me get my knives. Just two regular kitchen knives, two butter knives. Will be perfect. I'll juggle these later after the show. Actually, for anybody sticking around, I'll juggle the steak knives. Oh, yeah, there you go.
I'm backing up.
Yeah. Maybe I should juggle the steak knives before we serve these desserts. Then you'll have to be a real trooper to get any of them. Okay. Basically, all you do when you cut this in is you just work these two knives together, kind of, with the batter. I mean, with the dry mix. I keep saying batter, but with the dry mix and the sticks of butter, these stick of butter. And it will actually start, the butter will start getting cut into the dry mix, you know. And I'm just kind of crisscrossing the blades as I cut it in. All right, I got to get my hand in there and see what's happening. Oh, yeah, we're looking good. Looking good. What I'm feeling for is I've got my hand in here feeling around, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want any dry batter by itself. I want it all to feel, you can feel the butter in it. Because when you kind of squeeze it together,
right, you'll feel
it'll clump.
So is this one of these you're going for, like with the mixture between the blueberry mixture and the butter, is it to end up feeling sort of grainy, sort of like
it'll
sand?
It'll end up feeling kind of crumbly. Yeah, not okay. grainy.
Okay.
More crumbly. Actually, right now it feels kind of like Play-Doh.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, it's not runny like a batter would be.
Right.
It's a little more, maybe like a cookie dough.
Oh, okay. Okay,
a little crumblier than a cookie dough.
Okay.
Say the cookies that you know, the cut and slice cookies.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it kind of feels like when you squeeze it together, like if that's kind of been out for a little bit and it's kind of soft. So it's not runny. It's not like the batter you would make, because you would put milk or water or something like that in with this. And something else you can do, too, if you don't want to use a blueberry muffin mix, you could use a cake mix and get the same results. Just do a dry mix instead of making it like the cake. Okay, now what I'm going to do, since this is all cut up, I'm just going to pull a glob of this out, and it is kind of crumbly, and I am just going to simply put it between my fingers, my thumb, and just kind of crumble it over the top of the peaches and blueberries. It's not going to coat it all together. It's not going to be like you're pouring a cake dough over the top of anything. It's just a crumbly mixture that is just going to be over the top of the peaches. Now we're going to bake this for 25 minutes at 375, uncovered. And when it comes out, this top is going to be golden brown, but it's going to have the sweetness of a muffin when you eat it, combined with the delicious peaches underneath. There is a recipe called Grandma Bohannon's Apple Crisp. It's very similar to this in that instead of using the flour mixture that the recipe calls for, I've just substituted the blueberry muffin mix. Now in this 9x13 pan, this crumbled mixture ends up covering, so I'm just lightly kind of touching and feeling around it.
Mm-hmm.
It covers all of the fruit.
Oh, okay, so you want it to do that.
Yeah, you want it to cover all the fruit. Now it's not going to cover it smoothly.
Right.
You know, like it would be if you were pouring a cake batter or some sort of batter over the top of it, or like a pie, putting the top of a pie on. It's going to be all crumbly and such, but as it bakes, it comes out delicious. So you've got a real crisp top, and then, of course, the fruit in the bottom. You can use apples in this. You can use peaches. I mean, gosh, any type of fruit, pineapple, it'll all come out great. I'm just kind of washing my hands off here real quick. Let me slide this dude in the oven. We'll put our timer on 25 minutes. We're going to take a quick, and we'll be back to take this out of the oven and say adios to everybody. We'll be right back, cooking in the dark.
Now, more of the show with your host, Dale Campbell and Cheryl Cummings.
All right, y'all, we are back. We're almost ready to pull that cobbler out. I've got the ice cream right here. And I know the people are getting ready. So today, of course, we did some scrambled eggs, which is really cool. I want y'all to try that. Just get in there and do it. You'll love them. And then once you start doing them successfully, start experimenting and adding different things and techniques to them. Different ingredients. And once you start doing some cool ones, something you like and successful, get on the Cooking in the Dark list and share it with us. Tell us what you've done and how you did it. Cheryl, tell them about Kim's dessert.
All right, so I'm just going to reread this recipe in case you're like me and you're like, what? What was that? So here we go. 5 bananas.
Sliced.
Yeah, sliced. Oh, no, we should say that. That's good. 1 tablespoon of lemon juice. 1.5 cups of sugar, a large can of crushed pineapple drained, and we're recommending that you get the pineapples and juice. A small jar of maraschino cherries. You want to drain that and to cut the cherries in half. 16 ounces plus 1/8 ounce of Cool Whip, or as Dale has pointed out, you could get 3 8-ounce tubs of Cool Whip.
Yeah, you just need 24 ounces of Cool Whip, so.
1 8-ounce tub of sour cream and 1 to 1.5 cups of chopped pecans. And then you just mix everything together, you put it in a pan, and you freeze.
Freeze it. That's it. And then scoop it out and enjoy. It's delicious. And in Grandma Bohannon's, which we're getting ready to serve up right here with ice cream a la mode. This is actually a peach crisp. We used 3 cans, just the standard size cans. I think they were about 15 ounces of sliced peaches. We drained those, cut those in half, put them in a 9x13 cake pan. I sprayed it down first to prevent sticking. Then I drained the blueberries because you need a blueberry muffin mix, all one with the real, the cans of real blueberries. You want to drain those blueberries and then rinse them. Just open the lid and then just let water from the sink just kind of gently drizzle or run down into the can of blueberries while I was preparing everything else. You want to cut the dry ingredients in that blueberry muffin mix with 1 stick of butter that's softened. Once that's all mixed in and crumbly, then add your blueberries to the peaches. Kind of mix those up so they get nice and intermingled, get to know each other really well. And then sprinkle your dry mixture with the butter. Just crumble that on over the top of the peaches. What I do is I always start in the top left-hand corner and kind of work my way across and then back and forth until I cover the whole crisp. That way I know where I've worked at and know where I'm not. And as you start getting through it, you'll be able to kind of just gently, lightly touch the top and feel. Maybe if you feel some fruit or something, put a little bit in that hole. But I don't think you'll have any problems. Bake that dude at 375 for 25 minutes. Pull it out of the oven, and it will look like this right here. Gosh, it smells great. Serve it just straight up. Put a scoop of ice cream on top of it. However you want to do it, it's all good. We're going to put this over to the side. The band's here. They're going to play a song for you. And while they're doing that, we're going to be serving up some of these desserts. They're delicious. Today was a fattening show brought to you by the letter F. All right, y'all. She's Cheryl Cummins. I'm Dale Campbell. This is Cooking in the Dark.
Cooking in the Dark is a presentation of Blind Mice Mega Mall at www.blindmicemegamall.com.
Cooking in the Dark was produced by THC Productions. Oh, yeah.